Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer Praise Commission broadcast as we re-enter the studio. God bless. Enjoy.
When you come on the line and just share wisdom with the children, they really appreciate it. I want to thank the parents of the children who spoke last night. They really did an outstanding job. You never know who's watching you and who's listening to you. And just to hear those children encourage our leaders last night and tell what they meant to them and how they watched them. And one little girl said how watching the pastor blow the horn made her want to blow the horn and the saxophone. And she's doing such an outstanding job. And Sister Lucille's daughter, we always hear her saying, pray for our children. But last night, that little girl knocked it out of the park. Little Lily out in Chicago and that praying machine, Courtney, I thank God for them. And then we had Malia and Bria came on the line, and it was just a wonderful time. The Lord blessed. Pastor prayed over our children, and we don't want to ever forget about our children, but I just thank all of you all, and Pastor and First Lady, thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. All right, I want to go to the wisdom seminar. Let me see if I got time. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Hold on.
No, tomorrow is Saturday. You can have a good time doing it tomorrow and save it and let us hear it. Maybe you will do it tomorrow, Chief.
I'm thinking about today. Let me see. Who does it fall on today? I just want maybe one or two. Just about Psalms 34 and 1. And let's reflect on the all on that. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want somebody to take that and in the last day the Lord reveals things to. It says it in Daniel that the Lord will reveal things to his people, to his saints and to his prophets. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Take that for a moment here and bless somebody in Africa, India, in Russia, in England. Bless them all down in Brazil and other places. All right. The line is open to you. This is the wisdom seminar. Take that. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Somebody jump in there and help the people out. Tell them what that means to you. The line is open to you.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning again. Amen to our chief ambassador and to all of the ambassadors elect, ambassador and ambassadors elects and all the saints of God. Amen. I truly have to jump in this right quickly. Amen. I guess I didn't know that we love all the Word of God, but I had made that as almost my quote for today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit corrected me and say all the Word is good, but that's one that really dwells in my spirit. Amen. And this is David again speaking, and we're very familiar with David. And I know most of us know the background of David, that David was always in and out of things before he got really into God. And he was also a repentance man. Whatever he did, he was a repentance man. I've been taught down through the years that whatever sin David committed, he didn't do the same thing twice like we do sometimes. God forgive us and we go right back there. He tried something else. But whatever David did, he always came back with a grateful heart that the Lord forgave him and delivered him. So he started out, and I'm just giving you just a little brief nuggets on it just like it is. So he started out after going through what he had gone through from the previous chapter in 33. He started out a new song. And remember, these are psalms that David, amen, he came out saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. And when he say that, no matter what situation I'm in, no matter what condition, no matter what state of mind, a lot of us, when things are not going our way and we feel like God has forgotten us, we won't pray that day. We won't bless the Lord, but I do believe we're learning better. But David here had a heart like God. He was one that panted after the water brook, and so my soul panted after you, O Lord. And he always had a praise. Amen. And I believe he's saying to us again, because the word is fresh, his mercies are new every morning. No matter what you're going through, no matter what happened, no matter what didn't go your way, give God, he say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually, that continually mean forever and a day, be in my mouth. Amen. And we must have the same type of attitude, the same type of drive toward God. I'm sure if all of us had to bring a praise report about what the good Lord has brought us through, it would cause you to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, when I started sharing this years ago and telling others that I will bless the Lord, I thought it was cute. So I have been tried, I have been tested, and I'm still being proven that I will bless the Lord at all times. And God knows we've gone through some things. We've had to say farewell to some good people in our life. We've had things that change from one moment to another. That's why it's important to bless the Lord at one time, at all times, because any minute your life situation can change. Any second, you could be up now, and the next thing you know, there is tragedy. There is a chaos. There are things that are against our will that happens, and we got to put a praise on it. When the ambassador said this morning, anybody got a praise in the song? Right, I believe it's amen. Tasha Cobb say, put a praise on it. So here is David coming out of a situation again where the Lord had mercy on him. I don't think you'll find mercy and grace no greater than in the book of Psalms. And here David saying unto the Lord and saying it to himself and putting it in the atmosphere. And he's not just saying it because it's a cliche and because it sounds good, but down in the depth of his soul and out of his heart. You ever felt so sorry that you did something against the Lord until you cried out down in the belly of your soul, of your heart, God forgive me? And he came up and say, no matter what, oh my God, I feel the anointing on it, like he just said it. I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what time it is. Hallelujah. When I lose people that I love, I'll still bless them. When I don't have no money in my pocket, I'll still bless them. When my children seem like they ain't acting right, I'll still bless them. When I go to church and everybody looking at me funny and strange, and I'm the only one praising the Lord, I ain't going to stop blessing the Lord. I'll still bless the Lord. Oh, my God, I'm only supposed to say a few things on this, but the residue of the anointed, hallelujah, is always waiting for you to stir it up. So whoever catch it now, come on in with a big old shout.
Glory,
hallelujah, bless the Lord at all times, no matter what I go through. I'm going to do something right now,
hallelujah,
but you gotta believe
hallelujah.
I'm coming out like pure gold because I will. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And his praise shall
continue
to be in my mouth. And
hallelujah.
I'll take my boast in the Lord, that nobody can stop me from praising my God.
Thank you.
I agree with you, King David, this morning, that we will bless the Lord at all times, and our praises shall continually be in our mouth. That's why our chief have us come on the line and say, let's bless the Lord. It become to be a part of you every day. We wait on it now. Hallelujah. Look like we can't get to it soon enough. God bless you, chief, and thank you so very much.
Praise God. Praise God.
Well, let's praise God for that, everybody. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, sweet
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Don't have to cry out for me.
Yes,
I will bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I
will bless you.
I bless your name in the
I will bless your name.
Hallelujah. Bless them, Jesus. Bless them, Lord.
Bless right now.
In
Please help them, Lord.
Oh, thank God, you. Send this prayer to their heart,
thank
to the spirit,
Lord.
And the door.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do it for
your
name.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you.
Oh,
glory. Yay, Lord. Yay.
Give us strength, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Fix that situation. Whatever you want to do, Lord. Fine, Lord.
But I'm not fine with us.
Ask
you know, Jesus.
Bless, in Jesus'
name. Bless. Thank you, Lord.
I just feel like this. Yeah. Let me say it, y'all.
Yeah.
You better sing by yourself the next time. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I know I can't sing.
Some of the younger generation don't know how to follow that. Amen. I can't. Amen. And that beautiful soft voice that's behind you, I believe it's Sister Ernestine Riley. I don't know. Am I right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's a soldier song. Amen. You got to be Amen to carry that one.
No, that was not Sister Ernestine Riley.
Who was that?
Mother Wilson.
Well, praise the Lord, Mother Wilson. You got a different singing voice. What a beautiful voice you have. I'm just telling you. Amen. I could follow you real good. I'm in the old generation. Amen. But, I'm just saying what I'm saying. We want the anointing to flow. Amen. I know God hear everybody singing, but that's bathroom singing for some of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's not your gift. Amen.
Thank you, Lordy.
Thank you, Jesus. Everybody don't have the gift of singing.
Amen.
Praise
God.
The Lord.
And I know I don't. God bless you. It's in my soul. Thank the Lord.
I remember hearing that song.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh, God. I'm just trying to keep us where, amen, some humor. And we know that God, Ambassador Johnson, amen, I believe he's allowing them to rest. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
I heard
God.
That. They're resting. Amen. Praise God.
All right. Since we got you on, Pastor, Mother to the Nation, amen, why don't you do an offering pill for me today? I don't normally remember it, but amen. The Lord told me to tell this because I want you all's faith to grow with me. Amen. I needed some money yesterday, about $1,300. I went to my post office. There was nothing. nothing in the post office, no, not a dime. And I just started shouting. It was full. I just started shouting in the post office and hollering, "Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Praise his name." And people were looking at me, but I kept on shouting in the post office, "Thank you, Jesus." Oh, my God. And I was shouting over nothing in my post office box. Nothing was there. But I just kept on shouting. And then when I got out of my car, the Lord said, "Son," he told me in the spirit realm, he said, "Son, that is just a sign of what I'm getting ready." Oh, I forgot to tell you one other thing. Yeah, I had some letters that I was mailing to you all, many of you. Amen. And I went up there, and I said, "Lord, yeah." I went up to the counter to mail them and gave him my credit card and the postmaster looked on the screen. He said, "No funds are available." So I've never seen that before. No funds available. If I call my bank, and my bank I guess it was a debit or something had come through on my account, and he said that you were about $700 overdrawn. I didn't mind him overdrawing, you know, what it was for. And God said, "I want you to tell the people of what happened." I went, after I came out of the post office, there was nothing in my mailbox. The postmaster said that my card was overdrawn. I came out of there and blessed the Lord at all times. I started praising God right there in the post office and shouting. And when I got in my car, the Holy Spirit said to me in the spirit realm, he said, "Son, that is a true sign that I'm getting ready to bless you." I want y'all to hear that, because some of y'all have been through the same thing, and you've received so many disappointments and rejections. But God says it's a true sign. It's a true sign that he's getting ready to bless you. And when you can shout when the enemy says you ought to be crying, shout when the enemy says you ought to be frustrated, and you can shout, God says it's a true sign that he's getting ready to bless you. Hope you take that this morning. God bless you. Ambassador Stern, thank God I do get a day. Thank God I do. I had a day yesterday. It was off the chain. But this is my day for offering. Why don't you receive the offering for us, if you would? You've got the line.
Well, praise the Lord again this morning. Thanks of God, First Fruit Prayer Line family. Amen. We're not coming, amen, to you this morning with a begging spirit, but we're coming with a glad spirit. Amen. The Bible quotes to us all the time, and it's more blessed to give than receive. And I just want to, amen, rally us up, amen, on this morning to say that we should be a blessing, amen, to our chief ambassador and to his ministry, amen, of First Fruit Worldwide Prayer Line, amen. And we all know, but we want to remind you, whatever seed you have, amen. Zechariah say, "What's that's in your hand?" Amen. Praise the Lord. So we got something in our hand. Yes, we do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want you to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to him. Amen. As often as we can. Amen. Praise the Lord. All you have to do is go to Walmart. Amen. If you've done it before, he's already in the computer. Amen. Up under your telephone number. And if you don't have never done it before, then when you do it, amen, it's just so simple, and you don't have to do any more writing anymore. They make it so easy for you to do it. The hardest thing is standing in the line, but patience is a virtue. Amen. And when you get there, they're going to give you a receipt. Amen, a receipt, and there will be a confirmation number on that. And I know we're talking to so many intelligent people of God on the line. There will be a confirmation number, and you need to call our chief ambassador. Let me back up. His name is Vernon, V-E-R-N-A-R-D. So often we've heard that Mother Johnson named him Bernard instead of Bernard. So that's a V instead of a B. Amen. And you want to give that name, and he's from Kansas City. That's all they ask. What state? And you just say Kansas. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there is a telephone number that you call our chief ambassador as soon as you complete, amen, what you've done. And the number is area code 913-406-4845. Amen. I know it's some that may be right slow and don't have your paper, but all of us that has been on the line for some time, we should already have this. Put it in your phone, and you won't ever go wrong. Amen. Long time ago, we used to write the numbers on the wall, whatever you had to do. Amen. That's what the elder generation did, and it was wise at that time. 913-406-4845. Ask the Lord if you don't have it. And sometimes I ask the Lord, Lord, give me a blessing so I can give it to Chief Ambassador. I need not to beat you up over the head to tell you what the word of God say. Amen. By Moses, not the ox that tread upon the corn. Ambassador Johnson is on this line every day. Amen. Morning. Amen. Evening. And now we're going late at night, and amen, praise the Lord. The blog line don't have a cutoff. It's when the Holy Spirit says so. Amen. I was in the store and came out, and we still was on. But that's God's work, and it's marvelous in His sight. So bless the man and the woman of God. And I tell you, when you bless the man and woman of God, before you yet ask, He's already answered your prayer. I've learned this. If you don't release what God tells you, and I'm not putting no woes on anybody, I'm just going by self-experience and through the word. When you don't release what God tells you to do, you'll find yourself paying more on the other end than what you thought you were going to pay. The car break down, the children need money, amen, something in the house break down, an emergency, and I'm not putting no, I'm not throwing anything. I pray none of that happens to none of us. But let's do better. Just like we come on and we get a prayer, we get a praise, we get a chance to say things on Chief Ambassador's program. I'm going to say this as a little small a praise report, a testimony, what I heard and what I saw. My oldest daughter is on a line that she's been on a while, is in the evening time, and I was with her. We were together when we went to take my grandson to college, and we shared a room together. And I tell you, she was on, we short on the line. She was on that line with those headsets on every bit of 2 and 3 hours, and was had a notepad writing down everything and loving it all. Amen. And I'm like saying, oh my God, she's going way above. So I'm just saying, and they didn't give her a chance to say one word, but how much she was going to sow. Ambassador Johnson allow us to talk on the line. I've been on lines that you didn't say anything. You were just a listener. So we get a chance to grow on the man of God's prayer line and his vision. I just want to let you know that he's more than deserving and worthy, amen, to bless him. And when you bless him, I tell you, God has a blessing for you. Won't you be an encourager, amen? And if you don't have it, God is not throwing any stones, amen, praise the Lord, at nobody. But when you do have it, and we pray that somebody do have it on today, amen, we don't ever want, I know I don't want to be in a minus on my account, but they will text you in a minute, amen. And if you don't clear up the minus in your account, they will call you in a minute, too. So let's bless Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. You don't have to put doctor. They going to do everything. They just say, B. Johnson, amen. And the number, again, to call is 913 406-4845. Let's be a blessing to the man and the woman of God. Amen. God bless you all. This is my prayer. I didn't give the P.O. box. Amen. Do you want me to give that, Chief?
If the Lord leads you.
Amen. He didn't leave me because I don't have it written down. I don't know that heart by heart. You would have to tell that. So I know that wasn't the leading because it's better to get it today. Amen. I don't want promissory notes and look at go to the box every day and then it's still blank. I like to get my blessings in the same day. So let's bless the man and the woman of God. And God bless you, Chief. And I pray that your blessings will overflow abundantly. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's just like we tell someone about the first fruit prayer line. We need to tell others, amen, let's be a blessing to our chief ambassador. But I just want to say this. Let us all do it decent and in order. All right? God bless you all. This is our prayer. And may the Lord bless all of us real good. God bless you.
And if I may come behind Ambassador Stern, that's P.O. Buck 26593. Again, that's P.O. Buck 26593 in Overland Park, Kansas, OverLand, one word, Overland Park, P-A-R-K, Kansas. You can just put K-S. 66225. God bless you.
God bless you. I want to just start praying now as we leave the line. Amen. Amen. I want you to call out the names of your son, your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandson, your niece, your nephew, your loved one. Call out the names of youth as I pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus. I don't know what I'm going to pray, but I'm God to lead me. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the youth, the names who are being called out. Just call them when I'm praying.
Lord God, my own daughter that is returning back to school, Shakina Stern. Glory to God. All the youth of the nation. Obama. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Leah Obama. In the name of Jesus. Oh God,
Thank you, Lord.
God, we have love and prayer does change things and replace the atmosphere all over the United States, all over the foreign land, over your country. This is God's country in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let every child want to be excited about going to school. In Jesus' name, even those who homeschool their children, those that go to private school, in the name of Jesus, colleges and universities, even, oh God, those that are going to regular, oh God, junior colleges, oh God, touch them in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Time of trouble. Let them learn how to pray, oh God, and call on the name of Jesus, call on the blood for the name of Christ. Teach them, oh God, how to pray. Jesus.
In the name
praying
of Jesus.
For the school system that every school got good heat and good air conditioning. Hallelujah to God. Bus drivers. Oh,
bus
God.
Drivers.
The guard. God. Lord,
it's
I see
gone.
The guard today.
Yeah.
To keep them slow down in the school system and not run over anybody.
Yeah.
We call
down
it all those things that be not as though they were.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Let our children be intelligent and alert.
Be intelligent.
Lord, we pray for Sasha Obama. Malia has graduated, but she's going to go to school in the next year. But we pray for the blood covering over our president's daughters in the name of Jesus.
His daughters in the name of
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We put a special blessing over Chief Ambassador's grandchildren. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. They're intelligent children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. All children are special. In Jesus' name. My grandson that's far away. Oh, God, let him make wise decisions. Those that have children are in colleges. Those that are not in school but chose the Uncle Sam for their choice of career, touch them, Lord God. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Not just we. I know a lot of you people are choosing to make their career, oh God, that they will be blessed even greater in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So much has been covered on this line this week alone, and God, we thank you. And we praise you for giving us wisdom and knowledge, oh God, to know how to lead in the spirit realm. People may not ever see us or hear us, but God, you hear us and you see. In the name of Jesus, God bless. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. It's going to be all right. Amen. We want to dismiss you. Amen. Those who don't have to go. Stick around. I want y'all to give a shout with me today in behalf of Mother Emily Johnson. We're going to shout in advance for these young people and for these youths on this line. I want to challenge you to get up and shout the victory, not for yourself today, but I want you to shout the victory for these young people. It's going to be all right. Thank you. I'm talking to you. Amen. I want you
thank
to help
you,
me.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Of Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
I believe they're going to come from B's and C's to A's and B's.
Thank you, God.
We believe in God for it. We just don't challenge them. Amen. And bring them up and let the Lord bless them. We want the
and
Lord
Chief
to
Ambassador, I'm
yes,
a part of, amen, you know how the communities give away school supplies and everything. I was called on yesterday, amen, to come and impart a prayer over our county. Amen. I'm so excited about what God is doing through us. Amen. And in the morning, I'll be getting up praying for the children. Amen. Over our city, over our county, and over. I got three engagements to do this until the children are settled. And I thank God for that. And amen. Praise the Lord. That's a blessing to me because there's a lot of prayer warriors out here. I don't consider myself as nothing, but God say that I will be praying in the morning, Saturday morning, amen, in my county, amen, for the children, and I'm including your children as well. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. And we will be praying for you. I know you're going to bless them in a great, great, great
way. Amen. And, Chief, may I say, just because our children have graduated and we don't have children, amen, that is coming out of the house, amen, my oldest is going to be turning 50 and my youngest is going to be turning 35, but I still have children, amen, praise the Lord. All the children belong to us, amen.
Yes.
Don't just say, well, I done raised mine, it's over. No,
yes.
You haven't raised all the children, amen, until you go to glory. We still are responsible for us imparting prayers over the children. And like Ambassador Hodges say, what about the children? Amen. God bless you all. We're going to shout out of here today, Chief. Amen.
Yes, we are. We really are. And thank you so much for that. And we appreciate it so very much. God bless you.
Yes.
And I just want to say we've had a phenomenal day today. And off the chain, and just bless the Lord for everything. Get ready. I want to take you out with the Holy Ghost we have today. Amen. And get ready just to shout. Amen. God's going to bless us. All right. Y'all ready? Oh, y'all ready?
Are you ready, Chief?
We're ready to get our shout. Amen. This is saying it's going to be all right. And then right after that, we're going to get our Holy Ghost rehab.
Yes.
Get ready to move your arms. Get ready to move your legs.
Ooh,
yeah,
Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Get ready. Y'all ready? Let's go.
Ooh, yeah, Lord.
Stop.
Thank you.
Go.
Thank you.
Glory.
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 Thank
you. Glory.
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 Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory. Glory. Thank you.
Glory.
Glory. Glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, glory,
you.
Glory, glory, glory,
thank
glory.
You, Lord.
Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you.
Come on, Sister Sheila. This is where your voice feel at. Come on. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory. Got that one packed down on us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, God. Praise you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And praise the Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Praise you,
amen. I think you got the most children and grandchildren. You ought to be shouting, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. I receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Holy Ghost Rehab. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost Rehab.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord.
You got to exercise in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, Lord.
Thank you, glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name, God.
Thank
you. Thank you, Father. Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.